processes quite often are occurring. The nomenclature for soils is the same as we've got nomenclature for lakes, rivers and oceans. We're now going to have some nomenclature for soils. So they're stratified into horizons. The horizontal layers then are resulting from the different weathering processes going on. Sitting right at the top, we've got the O horizon for the organic horizon. So that's then taking the leaf matter, which is being broken down by the bugs to a large extent. There was a topic that came up in this conference which was quite new, which was that the interaction of sunlight with grasses and leaf matter and stuff is now presumed to be a moderately high generator of carbon dioxide to the atmosphere called photooxidation, and it hadn't been appreciated in the past. Now, I was just talking to a scientist yesterday from New Zealand. They're studying that because they were one of the first groups to observe this over a peat. They found these big fluxes of carbon dioxide away from the surface, and they shouldn't have been finding anything at all. It was perfectly homogeneous surface where there's no crops present on it at all. It's just bare soil. And now they're finding it around the globe. It's quite a major sort of source of carbon dioxide, something new to add to the equation. So leaf matter then being broken down by that photooxidation and by the bugs to a very large extent, transformed then into our more refractory, which means more chemically stable materials, the humic and fulvic matter, and typically colour of dark brown. Sitting underneath it, we've got the topsoil then, a wider band in terms of structure. That then contains both the inorganic components and the organic components. The water is infiltrating from above. So what happens then is the water, as it goes through these different layers, strips out things. So the topsoil then is extensively leached. The material then is travelling down and will end up lower in the horizon structure. The underneath layer is then called the subsoil. And sitting underneath that, our sea horizon is the weathered parent rock itself. So the parent rock will be physically broken down, and once the size of the particles become small enough, then chemical reactions will transform that material into subsoil, and that subsoil then is ending up mixed up eventually into the A horizon, the topsoil. So O horizon, A horizon, B horizon, C horizon. The horizons themselves can be subdivided, so we can have an A1 and an A2 horizon. It just depends on how much structure the soil's got. The easiest way to see soil structure is when you look along a roadwork somewhere and it's a nice fresh cut, then you'll see all of the structure through the soil profile. The next way of looking at the classification of the soil is in terms of the particle size, because we've got to describe what's actually present in the soil. So we used to do these things through sieves. So you simply put the material through a sieve and then collect on the different sieve sizes. So the gravels then correspond to 60 to 2 millimetre particles, the sands 2 down to 0.06, the silts finer still, and then finally our clays come in at less than 6 microns. So this is our definition of a clay then, something that's got a very small particle size. The clay minerals are specifically the sheet silicate, but the clays as a generality are particles that are smaller than 6 microns.